Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for listening to the Evening Edition. So here's the thing about Woody Allen. There is no middle ground. The man and his art do not inspire indifference in any way. You either love his movies or hate his movies. It's really that simple. But like him or loathe him, one can't help but be curious about what makes him tick. About his philosophy behind the comedy. I know I'm curious about all those things, which is why I'm thankful for Finding the Funny, where Ezra speaks to Mark T. Connard, an associate professor of philosophy at Marymount Manhattan College in New York, all in an attempt at addressing my curiosities about Woody Allen. Go listen to the show. It's good, it's comedic, it's cinematic, it's all philosophical-like. Just log on to bfm.my and search for Woody Allen. You're listening to At The Movies with me, Umar Pagan Ampake Pagan. Joining me now is fellow film critic Ian McNally, and we're taking a look back at the first Zoolander movie starring Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. So Ian, Zoolander 2 opens in Malaysia next Thursday, I think 3rd of March, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It's been 15 years. I was going to say it's been a good decade, but it's been 15 years since the first Zoolander movie.
2001 it came out.
Which, my friend, was banned in Malaysia.
Yes, and I understand why after having a quick rewatch at the beginning. I didn't quite remember quite how wrong those scenes were when I watched it back in Ireland.
Well, not only that, the real reason why it was banned? The real reason why it was banned was simple. It was just because it was a plot to assassinate the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Yeah.
That's all.
But at the very beginning, it is a Chinese Prime Minister.
That's
and it's
true.
All Chinese banners in Malaysia.
That's
it looks
true.
Like there's definitely been a change in politics in Malaysia in the Zoolander universe.
they clearly didn't do their research.
No.
Zoolander starring Ben Stiller and, of course, Owen Wilson. It was directed by Ben Stiller. Will Ferrell is the big bad guy, Mugatu.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was about two idiot fashion models who have to save the world. That pretty much sums up the entire film.
Exactly.
And I remember loving it.
Really?
Did you not?
I was racking my brain and I came out thinking, I remember seeing this in the cinema in Dublin and walking out and saying to my friends, at least it was short.
Wow. And it was only an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I really did not like it at all. I was itching to get out of there. But I think in the same way that, you know, almost five, six years before with Austin Powers. I never saw Austin Powers in the cinema, but I was in the States at the time when it was on Cinemax. So I did watch it over and over and over again. And I think with Zoolander, it's one of those movies as well where the catchphrases and everything build up in your brain until you can no longer stand it and you enjoy it.
And that's pretty much what this movie is remembered for.
Yeah.
It's the idiot scenes. It's the catchphrases. I bet you don't even know what a U-Googly is.
Yeah, U-Googly.
The U-Googly, of course, the well-known, what is this, a school for ants?
the Zoolander school for children who don't read good.
Don't read good. And that's what made this movie, I think, last the test of time, if you will, because the memes have proliferated like nobody's business on Facebook and Twitter.
It didn't take itself seriously at all.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Stiller has a perma frown on his forehead the whole time. It's just creased. Like, he must have had to spend 6 months unclenching on an island after making this. And I'd forgotten again, I just skimmed it, and Donald Trump's at the very beginning of it, which
he is
very timely. Without Derek Zoolander, male modelling wouldn't be what it is today.
That's right. So I remember liking it, and I think I remember liking it because I'm a huge fan of the stupid comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the clever comedy as much as the next guy, but I think I enjoy the kind of semi-slapstick comedies with great one-liners, in the sense where it's, you know, one-liner after one-liner after one-liner, gag after gag after gag.
Yeah.
Things like Spy.
Yeah.
I guess to a certain extent, even movies like The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a real sucker for those kind of movies because we get so little of it these days. Even television sitcoms.
Or ones that you
like
laugh
that
all the way through. Those are the ones that were like, when you're actually laughing all the way through in a film, it and really does feel completely different to any other experience.
That's right. And also when you're laughing at the people. And so you're laughing at the characters as much as you're laughing at the lines, because the thing I enjoyed most about Zoolander, I think, was that Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson and even Will Ferrell got into the stupidity like nobody's business. Yeah. They embraced the dumbness.
This would have been like, I didn't really pay attention, don't really pay attention to Saturday Night Live. We don't get it here, didn't get it in Ireland, but this would have been one of the biggest movies that Will Ferrell did at the time, because he had just been the very badly burned man in The Spy Who Shagged Me, right?
That's right.
And later he hadn't really done most of his other big stuff. And this was the one that really cemented him as he'll do anything crazy and put him in all sorts of crazy stuff and have him doing the hypnosis scene alone is just hilarious, of all sorts of weird things going on. It's like a delight video.
What's interesting though is the play on the fashion industry. Mm. And I don't think I'd seen a movie about the fashion industry that completely destroyed the fashion industry in the way that this movie did, and yet was taken seriously by the fashion industry.
There were cameos.
They were covered in, I guess, the big fashion magazines. Even for Zoolander 2, it was such a big deal. Ben Stiller was on the cover of Vogue.
And they announced the Zoolander 2 by doing a Paris Fashion Show week.
That's right.
A Fashion Week show.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And so I think that I found very, very interesting, because previously the only thing I'd ever seen about the fashion industry was, I think, Pret-a-Porter.
But why male models? Like, it's making so much fun of the fashion industry. And they asked them, you know, they're back for a second one, so maybe it's all true and the fashion industry didn't get the joke, or else they did. I'm presuming they did get the joke, otherwise they get a lot of complaints.
I think they probably did get the joke.
They can laugh at themselves.
Yeah, but it's 15 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my only concern is, I think Zoolander 2 is already out of the United States. I don't think it's got very good reviews.
No.
So critically, Zoolander 2 hasn't been faring too well. However, that being said, critically, comedies very rarely do.
Yeah.
The last really, really funny one I saw was Spy.
Mm.
And that was interesting because critically it was a mixed bag. Some people loved it, some people absolutely hated
it. I really enjoyed that.
I thought it was great. Just more Melissa McCarthy and Jason Statham.
Yeah, I think the genius of that one was, whereas any movie where she's the butt of the jokes doesn't work, but if she's the normal one, the jokes work around her, it's genius.
Yeah.
And I think Paul Feig does that very well. A weird thing with Zoolander as well, just looking through the cameos that are in it, like Patton Oswalt turns up as a photographer. James Marsden is actually, I saw his face and I was wondering, was that him? James Marsden is John Wilkes Booth in the flashback to Abraham Lincoln being shot because of slavery, because of fashion thing going on. Andy Dick is the masseuse under all that makeup. There's an ugly masseuse in the day spa.
That's Andy Dick.
I had to look half these up because, like, who is that?
And it's interesting because 15 years ago, all of these are huge comedy stars. Well,
Patton Oswalt wasn't back then.
James Marsden, 2001. Well, Andy Dick was, so he was on TV a lot.
Yeah.
James Marsden, well, he was kind of hot. 2001,
X-Men, was X-Men 99? But to have him in like a tiny flashback.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to Zoolander 2 because I like dumb comedies. And I really enjoy Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson when they're together.
Yeah, and I want something on the level of Derelict that's just so ridiculously dumb. I love that. That bit I like a lot. Just the name of the show.
Zoolander 2 comes out next Thursday, the 3rd of March, in cinemas all across the country. Be sure to catch it and tell us what you think. Tweet us on @TheMoviesMY. Talk to us on our Facebook page. Make sure you check out bfm.my/movies for more of this fine, fine program. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.